All right, here we go. Hour number two of the Glass in the Morning radio program. Happy Tuesday. Keith tells me it's Fat Tuesday. In my world, that just means it's Tuesday.
Eat some gumbo.
I'm fat every Tuesday. What the hell's one more? For all our, those of you celebrating, and Ash Wednesday is tomorrow, and Lent and all that other stuff that goes along with that.
There's a name for Thursday, too, and I don't remember what it is.
Yes, you're
Monday,
right.
Monday, Thursday, or something like that.
You need to look that up and quit guessing, because no one wants to know our guesses. They want to know information. And that's why we start at the Bloomington City Council every Tuesday morning and check in with our good friend Tim Mayer. Tim, good morning. How are you?
I am fine, thank you.
Very nicely done. You have big plans for tonight down to Mardi Gras. You're going to fly the city jet down there and hop in a float parade?
No, you know, actually Sue and I have tickets to go see Josh Bell play.
Oh, really? Where's he at?
He's going to be playing a sold-out audience at the Musical Arts Center.
Very nice, and that's a very intimate place, isn't it?
Bloomington's own.
I don't know. It seats a lot of people.
But it's not auditorium or Simon Scott Assembly Hall.
No,
it's more of
much closer to the stage.
Very nice, and Joshua Bell, obviously fantastic performer there. Luckily for you, Tim, he's here on Tuesday night and not on a Wednesday night.
That's right.
And speaking of that, what did we miss in last week's committee meeting of the committee of the whole meeting? That was just some business we talked about, making sure historic stuff was historic and everything else. Pretty quiet night.
It was a pretty quiet night. We did have a petition from folks who have a home on Ballantyne Road, and they wanted to designate their house historic because it's pretty much in the original state that when it was built back in the 50s, and so council was agreeable to that. And also we will amend the zoning maps for a shopping center on Highway 48 west of Curry Pike. There's where the Cloverleaf restaurant, Big Red Liquors, little shopping center there. They want to change it from a planned unit development to just general commercial, so that they can put in a dialysis center.
Tim, that's just a technical thing, isn't it? I mean, it's not a big change from the office that it was. It was a hospital billing center before.
Yes, you're right. It's really what we're doing is allowing the list of uses to be changed, and this is the most direct way to allow that list of uses to be changed.
You wouldn't expect any remonstration on that, would you?
No, I don't think so. And as staff pointed out, when this little shopping center went into effect many years ago as a planned unit development, the list of uses at that time would have been far different than the list of uses if it were to come in under a PUD today. For example, video stores. I think there's one or two left in Bloomington, but there used to be many video stores in Bloomington. So, you know, it's change in technology, which affects changes in zoning. So the list of uses will be changed to allow this dialysis center to go in. So, so that was the business last week that we will hear again this week, and that should not take very long.
No, it shouldn't. You're right.
Right. And then we do have a resolution that will be coming forward that's sponsored by Councilmember Rollo and myself, and this is on for a group called Citizens Climate Lobby. They have a proposal that they have been working on for a number of years, and they go out on an annual basis to Washington, D.C. to work with our congressional delegation, talk about the issues of climate change and possible remedies to for it. So we've both Councilmember Rollo and myself think it's a worthy discussion, and so we're putting it on the table for discussion tomorrow night.
Is what you're trying to do in that philosophical, or do you have some specifics for Indiana and Bloomington you want to see happen?
Well, the Citizens Climate Lobby is basically a national movement, and we have a local group that's part of that national movement. And their proposal basically is to put a fee on carbon emission and then redistribute that fee back to the people who most directly affected by it, which is the citizens of the nation. So it's a pretty grand proposal, but it does merit, I think it merits some discussion also just the whole issue of climate change is a big issue, and I think it's worthy of discussion that we do have that conversation, give people in our community an opportunity to express their views on it. So, you know, I think it's worthy, and that's why I felt strongly enough to sponsor it.
Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. The city councilman checks in with us Tuesday mornings just after 8:05. Obviously, folks want to hear annexation. Where are we at with that? Where is the council at with that? Is your next step just those March meetings? I know that we're going to talk to Marty Hawk tomorrow. We know the county is commissioned to study together. Where does this all stand?
Where it stands is what you just said. We are now, the council is now waiting for those meetings. Of course, we're involved in conversations outside of the meeting context, but last week actually I attended a forum sponsored by the Bloomington Economic Development Corporation. I attended as well as council members Sturbaum and Granger attended. The BEDC basically went to their membership, which are businesses, and put a forum together, and they developed a list of questions that their membership representing business were interested in. And it's things like, you know, what is the effect on a tax abatement that the county has already issued on a business that is in the area intended for annexation? You know, what is the timeline? What about TIF districts? What about projects that are in the pipeline for counties such as roads and highways and that sort of thing? So the mayor was there, the corporate counsel Philippa Guthrie was there, our city controller Jeff Underwood was there to discuss all those issues, along with Alex, his name just slipped, the head of our economic development and sustainability office, Alex, and I can't get his last name, I'm sorry, Alex.
I want to say it's Fraley, but it's not Fraley, is it?
No.
Maybe that jogs your memory.
Yeah, you're close. I'm sorry, Alex. I apologize.
We all do. I'm trying to Google it as fast as possible, and my fingers aren't working as well. Okay. Alex Crowley.
Crowley, that's it.
I was in there. Fraley Crowley. I was. That's not bad for 8:16 on a Tuesday morning.
Good 8 o'clock, yes.
That's only one cup of coffee, too.
Exactly. we did have a good discussion. The mayor got up and gave a brief presentation as to why he and his administration felt it was necessary to go through with these annexations. And the discussion was good. It was broad-ranging. And, you know, I think people at least have some more information. And, you know, that's where I am right now. I'm waiting. I have no secret passage to information that other people don't have. It's all out there on the internet, on the city's website. It's available in the council office. And so, you know, just gathering information, listening to people, and trying to figure, you know, how we go. So
bloomington.in.gov/annex has all of the maps, has all of the seven districts on that. It has all the meeting times, locations, places, starting on March 20th, running through March 25th. There'll be six meetings in a row. I'd like to just add to the listenership right now, Rita Barrow sent this to me yesterday. Van Buren Township is hosting a public meeting concerning annexation this Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Monroe County Fairgrounds in the auditorium. Individuals, including county commissioners, county council, city council, and Rita will be there to speak and answer questions. So if we can pass that on to everybody, that would be great as well. So these kind of meetings, we had the Perry Clear Creek Fire had one at Bachelor, as we mentioned, mm-hmm. last week during your meeting. So there's more of these information sessions that are going on where people can get, hopefully, more information on that. And the next step in this process will be after the meetings that the city holds, Tim, will be what?
Well, let me get that in front of me, but that's when the deliberations will start, you know, regarding how we go forward at this point. So, you know, I noticed in today's Herald Times there was a discussion about the timing of the decision-making, which is by the by the city administration's plan was to go forward before the council goes on recess in early July. Well, during our meetings that we had on February 15th, the discussion did come up, and we did discuss what that deadline, why that deadline was necessary. Was it absolutely necessary? And the answer to that was no, it was not necessary. Actually, I started the questioning on that myself. So from what I heard council members saying was that they did not feel compelled to stick to that March deadline, and the final decision coming in very late June, early July. So I think, as today's HT editorial pointed out, there's, you know, the need to rush is maybe not as imperative as it had originally been laid out by the administration. So
who is going to determine that timeline, Tim?
Well, I think the council can determine it as long as we stay within the guidelines that are established by state statute. So as long as we can get the work done within that time frame, and that, as I said, that that late June, early July deadline is not critical to the process. So I think we will probably see some movement towards moving into the fall.
Was that date critical to the process when the Senate bill was trying to be pushed through? Didn't that have
that
something
was
to
part
do
of
with
it? Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that is definitely.
And
part
once
of
that
it.
Died in committee or whatever, then there wasn't the angle would have been if that went through that all these different financial ramifications and everything else would have had to been you'd have to show your work essentially. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, the way I understood it, if the final, if the state legislature had passed the legislation they were proposing, it would have affected our closing date very directly, and if we didn't meet that closing date, the outcome would have been far different. So, so that I think that is off the table now up at the state house.
Yeah, I'm almost positive. Senate Bill 381, yeah. I think, is it did not advance. So,
right.
So there is not some kind of mandate deadline. So this can be an extended process, a looked at process.
That is right.
Gotcha. Okay, I wanted to make sure.
Right.
Now, the other question I would have is, you take your hiatus in the summer. Why? Well, because you're getting ready for budget stuff, right?
That is correct.
How would this affect the budget if it went forward? We know it's down the road. Do you have to start including that stuff? We've talked about bonding. We've talked about all these other things that go with this.
I think what would happen, and Council Member Ruff basically laid it out. He said, I really don't care if I have to work a little harder during the budget. So typically what will happen is we will have our budget hearings in August and then towards a adoption period in October. I think what will happen is if we do go forward by pushing out the deadline for the annexations, we would basically just double up on our workload, and we may actually at some point be forced to have two meetings a week or something to that effect to get through it. So, and I think it would be important for us to be very aware of the need for the public to be able to speak on these issues right down to the final decision-making meeting. So, I, for one, would be one that would say that we should have those meetings at a time when the public is available and not at the 12 midnight hour. So, which...
That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, if we try to add it into a meeting where we're discussing the budget and put it at the end of the agenda, the public is not served well. So, anything that we do, I think we should look to giving the public the best opportunity, the best time to join those discussions and give us their opinions.
Well, it sounds like a solid roadmap moving forward. So tomorrow night's meeting, again, 6:30, Council Chambers?
That is correct. That is correct. And it is a regular session so that if people have issues that they want to discuss that are not on our agenda, which are the annexations, the historic preservation and the climate change issue. They are allowed or encouraged to come and speak. They have 20 minutes before our agenda actually gets into the legislative part, and we allocate 5 minutes per speaker if there are four, and less if there are more than four. So we do encourage people to come, and we will also encourage people to come and participate in the legislation, which is the annexation, not the annexation, but the historic preservation and the PUD, as well as the climate lobby legislation. So
just a quick review: there is nothing that again is there's no hidden information that somebody's sitting on where you're incubating and just trying to get it all figured out and tied up. That's not the case. You can find everything at the City of Bloomington website, bloomington.in.gov/annex. All the maps, all the meeting times, everything. The proposal, it's all those proposals are right there in plain view. Correct.
That is correct. And you know, if there are people who do not have access to a computer, the clerk's office in City Hall has the annexation plans there as well. I'm pretty sure the mayor's office does as well. So
yeah, everybody's got it. There's even a dedicated phone line as well. So
that
just,
is correct.
Just call the county, or call the city offices at somewhere, and they'll connect you to who needs to be. Who you need to answer your questions on.
Well, 349-3406 is the mayor's office, so they will direct any calls.
Start there, and they'll shuffle you out to where you need to be shuffled to.
Exactly.
All right, Tim, good stuff as always. Grab your umbrella today. Enjoy Joshua Bell tonight. We want a full concert review next month when we talk to you, because next month is tomorrow, so that doesn't sound that far away.
That's great.
Yeah, get caught up with you next week. Enjoy the show, and we'll talk soon.
Will do. Thanks a lot.
Tim Mayer, City Councilman, checking in with us on a Tuesday morning to get us ready for Wednesday night's council meeting. Keith, and I don't think any surprises there, but again, people need to know that there aren't going to be, hopefully, any surprises by it. We'll get Marty Hawk's thoughts on what the county council is thinking. We know they have, I don't want to say a different opinion, but the process for them has been a little bit different than obviously it has been for the city. And we'll get Marty's thoughts about what's going on out there. They have a report they're looking to put together in the next 3 to 4 weeks. What is that going to tell you? What is that going to show you? So there's a little bit difference there. But as Tim mentioned, this is the city's business. This isn't the county having. They're going to show what it's going to do.
The effect. Right.
There you go. That's the word I was looking for. And don't
kind
forget
of the pluses and minuses.
We'll share this, and we'll talk about it the rest of the week. Rita Barrow sent me this. Van Buren Township is hosting a public meeting concerning annexation Saturday, 2 to 4, the Monroe County Fairgrounds Auditorium. Individuals from the county commissioners, county council, city council, and Rita Barrow will be there. She's the Van Buren Township trustee.
Right.
Try saying that fast twice on Tuesday. That's a lot of T's. They'll be there to speak and answer questions, so please share that, pass it on. You can find more at wgclradio.com.